Welcome to This Week in Digital Trust, 11M's regular conversation about all things tech policy, privacy, AI, and cybersecurity. I'm Jordan, joining you from Wurundjeri country in Melbourne. And this week, we've got an awesome episode, a very exciting time. It's Privacy Awareness Week, so yay, but more exciting than that. I am joined this week by Privacy Commissioner Carly Kind. She's new in the role, and she graciously agreed to have a chat with us about her background, her approach, her concern for human rights. We get into some of her regulatory priorities and what she wants to achieve as the Privacy Commissioner and what kind of behaviours and industries she might be taking a special eye to. And of course, the PAW theme for Privacy Awareness Week, Power Up Your Privacy, what that's all about and how you can get involved. So without further ado, I give you Privacy Commissioner Carly Kind. Carly, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
I have so many questions for you, but we've got to keep it slightly brief today. I want to start with like getting to know you a bit as like kind of a human and the backgrounds you bring to your role as Privacy Commissioner. I mean, a lot of people come to privacy through adjacent fields. I understand that you've come to privacy through kind of a human rights and legal background and particularly international and most recently running a kind of think tank or a policy organisation out of the UK.
Absolutely. You're right. I come to this issue as first and foremost a human rights lawyer and a person who cares a lot about human rights and social justice. And I think my kind of formative years as a law student were spent against the backdrop of 9/11 and the beginning of the war on terror. And I started to see how the expansion of government surveillance was really became quite intrusive form of human rights abuse across the world. So that really, I suppose, galvanized my interest in privacy as a right and as really importantly, an enabling right, because I think in those decades of the war on terror, we saw the ways in which surveillance would undermine freedom of expression, reporting, protest, a whole range of other different types of rights were really closely linked to the right to privacy and particularly the right to private communication. So that's how I got really energized and interested in the issue. And I managed to touch on it in various roles, including working with the UN Special Rapporteur on the criminalization of homelessness and poverty and how regimes were being used to surveil, for example, benefits recipients and, you know, different kind of ways in on this question of privacy. So that was really what interested me. And I think in the last 10 years to work in the human rights field, the intersection of human rights and technology is the most interesting challenge to the human rights framework as it exists today. And then I've been really fortunate to work at the issue from different angles. So starting first as a civil society actor, going into work with government and big UN agencies, recently in the research side of things, understanding how research can shape technology policy when it comes to artificial intelligence, of which privacy is a big component. And now excitedly as a regulator, and this would be my first time working in this issue for the government and as a regulator. So really exciting.
Really exciting. And for me as a practitioner, I kind of come from a similar kind of, like this kind of things that got me into privacy as well. And I find one of my frustrations historically has been, and I mean, even today, has been you often need to justify privacy in other terms, right? That like, particularly in Australia, we don't have a kind of enshrined Bill of Rights. We don't always have the best kind of focus on rights politically. And so I think I find myself with clients and so on justifying privacy in terms of trust or in terms of brand or in terms of, the economic value or in terms of even consumer interests. And it's just personally, it's really exciting for me to have a new commissioner coming to it with that real rights focus. Do you intend for that background to shape your role as commissioner?
It's a good question. I'm very happy to sell privacy from a range of different perspectives. So I first and foremost, I believe it's a fundamental right, but I'm very happy to also make the case for for the business, for it being good business sense, for it being about risk mitigation for businesses, and about building trust and confidence, about enabling innovation in a safe and trusted way. So I think there are multiple ways to come at the issue, as you suggest. And I think sometimes actors in the ecosystem need to hear those different arguments. Mm-hmm. That it may be that people in principle agree with rights, but that those get subjugated to, mm-hmm. you know, shareholder interests or other, you know, competing incentives. And so I think that, you know, it's incumbent on privacy advocates to make the case from a range of different perspectives. I think in terms of your question about how it will inform the way I do my job, I think it is about thinking about what proportionality looks like in the context of regulation and making sure that we're going after the biggest and most systemic harms and violations, and particularly those that affect vulnerable people. So, you know, the human rights discourse is also about going the extra mile to affect, to protect the marginalized and the vulnerable. And I think there's something in there about how we can apply privacy laws to hit the most concerning of privacy practices and protect those who are most vulnerable to them. So I think that will be one way in which my background informs the way I do my job.
Yeah, that makes sense. And hopefully will be supported in the kind of privacy reforms, right, with like fair and reasonable coming in as a, exactly. like, and that proportionality being kind of baked in. That's across right. the board. I'm conscious you're 2 months now into the role. How's the first few months been? I'm sure it's been very busy, but has anything in particular struck you moving into it?
I mean, I come into the role at a really exciting time. You just alluded to the Privacy Act reforms, and with any luck, those will be brought to Parliament this year. And I think that that's a huge opportunity for Australia to uplift its privacy protections, to go further than some countries, to really address head on some of the technological change that's happening. So I think, you know, I'm struck by the opportunity that's here and the excitement and enthusiasm that there is around that, including in amongst businesses for whom Privacy Act reform has been, the writing's been on the wall for a number of years, and people are starting to get impatient about when that's forthcoming. So I'm definitely struck by the readiness that's there. I think that there is really overwhelming public support for stronger privacy protections in Australia in a very unique and exciting way, and our own research at the OIC backs that up. And I'm also struck by the fact that we still see problematic practices. We see, you know, every second day, a large data breach in the media. You know, the ante is only being upped every day, and we're certainly not in smooth sailing when it comes to the protection of privacy for individuals in this country. Mm. And so I suppose I'm struck by the urgency, both for regulatory change, but also for my office to continue to both encourage compliance when we can, but also to enforce the law when we can as well.
What does success look like for you in this role? If you fast forward to, you know, some years from now, stepping out of this role, what do you want to look back on that tenure and say you've achieved?
Great question. One, I think a success looks like changing market practices where they are the most concerning. Mm-hmm. So I have a clear idea, and in collaboration with my colleagues, both here in Australia, but around the world, of some of the most problematic emerging privacy practices. And I think regulators can have a clear role in changing those practices and changing the way certain sectors and markets are thinking about privacy. So I would like to have really fundamentally shaped the way certain practices are emerging. Mm-hmm. Two, I would like the Australian public to have a greater degree of confidence that there's a strong regulator who has their back in the privacy space. And three, I'd like to see the legislative framework reformed, properly resourced and implemented. And that's a question for government, but we are certainly supporting that moving ahead as soon as possible.
Question for government, but you're a pretty key stakeholder on that one as well. So
yes, and I think we see a lot of support from that for the Attorney General. You know, it seems like everybody's on the same page about that needing to happen.
No, certainly. What are the market practices that you have in your sights?
Well, like all regulators around the world, I think things like ad tech is still really concerning, the use of personal data for micro-targeting. I think we're seeing some concerning emerging practices around connected cars, for example, so the acquisition and use of personal data, the sharing of that data between car manufacturers, insurance companies and others. Data brokers continue to expand their practices in ever more concerning ways. You may know I've had a long-standing interest in biometrics technologies and facial recognition in particular. We don't see any slowing down when it comes to the rollout of facial recognition. So those are some of the areas. We know from our surveys of the Australian public, there's also particular concern around the use of personal data by real estate agents, for example. So looking at some of those key areas in which trust is very low and understanding whether our intervention can help to strengthen practices in those fields.
Brilliant. All great priorities and all areas that are getting increasing attention here and internationally, right? So yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Let me pivot now to Privacy Awareness Week, because this is coming out on Tuesday of Privacy Awareness Week. The theme this year is kind of power up your privacy, connection between privacy and technology there. I quite like that connection. I quite like an optimistic view of the world where technology is not necessarily this big evil surveillance capitalism thing that it is, and that like technology can be designed to serve human social interests. You know, maybe that's reading a bit too much into that theme, but can you tell me what that theme is about from your perspective, what you're emphasizing about it, what it means to you?
I think you've touched on a really important part of it, and I absolutely agree that technology can be part of the solution. It's not only part of the problem when it comes to privacy. And in fact, that's the origin of privacy by design as a concept, that you can bake privacy into your products, and there doesn't need to be there's not a zero-sum game there. It's a positive-sum calculation. I think more generally for us, powering up your privacy is about talking to actors across the value chain about how you can double down, improve your privacy protections and your practices, in particular in anticipation of legislative change that we hope will be forthcoming. And so that's about businesses looking at their practices. In particular, we're seeing a lot of problems around third-party suppliers and how privacy obligations are passed on or not to those suppliers. So encouraging businesses to look at those relationships and making sure that privacy protections extend right through the value chain. Same with government agencies, encouraging them to look at their privacy practices across the board. And with individuals, we really wanted to use the word power in this year's Privacy Awareness Week, because we want to remind individuals that they do have power when it comes to privacy. I think it's very easy for people to feel like they don't have any agency. And some of that is about taking control where you can, changing default privacy settings, you know, shoring up your own digital hygiene. But some of it's also about acknowledging that individuals have to put pressure on governments to enact change as well. So exerting their power in that way.
Yeah, I love that. I love, there's this like trend, I think, of concern for putting too much on customers or on individuals, right? That like privacy is your responsibility, and moving away from organizational accountability. And that's obviously not what you're saying, but I think that like that degree of reclaiming of kind of individual power and focusing on empowerment and building systems, tools, rights to empower people is, that makes a lot of sense. It's really valuable. I'm going to leave it there. Is there anything else you wanted to kind of say or plug or comment on to our audience?
I just encourage your audience to get involved and support Privacy Awareness Week. If they're interested, you can become a supporter. We've got a range of tips on the website for people who are wanting to improve their own privacy protections. And I suppose reiterating that last point about continuing to keep this issue high on everybody's agenda and supporting that political process when it comes around privacy reform. I think, you know, the major data breaches from a couple of years ago may have kind of receded into people's memories, and we really want to make sure we keep the momentum up when it comes to privacy reform.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Commissioner. Welcome to the role. Thanks. And really look forward to, you know, working with you and to your leadership over the next few years.
Thank you so much for having me, Jordan. I really appreciate it.
And that was Privacy Commissioner Carly Kind. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I really liked her point for Privacy Awareness Week about empowering individuals. I really love, you know, reclaiming some of that individual agency, we can advocate for stronger laws, we can walk away from crappy tech products, we can protect ourselves through tech and security. You know, like, I think there's been a real sense of learned helplessness that has grown over the years. And, you know, maybe with Power Up Our Privacy this year, we can push back against that. So thank you, Commissioner, and I hope you enjoyed.